This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
We're getting the first glimpses of what is really in this $2 trillion stimulus package the Senate is on track to pass today. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Congress and the White House have hammered out a deal for a more than $2 trillion economic stimulus package. Both houses of Congress now have to vote on the deal, and President Trump has to sign it. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now with details. Nancy, what's in this for the average American?
Most individuals will get a check from the government for $1,200, with $500 checks for each child. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says these payments will go to, quote, the middle class on down. The maximum unemployment payment would be increased by $600 a week. So on average, laid off workers would get their full pay for 4 months.
On average. And businesses here?
And there'll be a fund of about $500 billion that can be used for loans to U.S. companies. David, that includes about $50 billion for loans to airlines. And according to a letter Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer sent out to Democrats, there's also about $150 billion for a coronavirus relief fund for states and tribes, and $100 billion for hospitals.
Mm. And what they come up with for oversight, that had been a point of contention.
That was one of the final sticking points. Again, according to that letter from Minority Leader Schumer, the plan creates a Treasury Department Special Inspector General plus an oversight committee. Schumer also says the funding bill will prohibit any government loans or investments to businesses owned by the president, vice president, or members of Congress.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer live from the Washington area this morning. That package also includes about $350 billion to help small businesses, which have seen their revenues essentially disappear as large swaths of the economy are under shelter-in-place orders. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst has more on that.
The aid would come in the form of loans to small businesses, but those loans could be forgiven. Companies with 500 or fewer employees can get up to $10 million to help make payroll over the next 8 weeks. If they use that money to keep their workers paid throughout the crisis, mortgage interest, rent, and utilities will be forgiven too. Many small businesses didn't have a lot of extra cash before the coronavirus caused states to shut down parts of their economies. Some have already been laying off or furloughing their workers and worry they can't afford to take on more debt. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.
News bulletins that the $2 trillion stimulus was coming together in the Senate yesterday was one reason stocks had their manically up day yesterday. The Dow yesterday rose 2,112 points, 11.3%, the most since a day in 1933, about 3.5 years after the Roaring Twenties ended and in the teeth of the Great Depression. This morning, stock index futures in the last few minutes have turned from positive to mixed. The Dow future is up 85 points, 0.4%. The S&P future is down 0.1%. The NASDAQ future is little changed. The 10-year interest rate, U.S., is steady at 0.84%. Around the world, London is up 1.5%, Paris up 1.3%, but Frankfurt is up only 0.3%. Tokyo's key stock index rose 8.1%. I'm aware these stock figures will sound out of sync with the global virus casualty figures. Experts say markets are supposed to be looking ahead, not at today.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
April 1st is looming for a lot of people who owe rent or mortgage payments, and for those who've lost jobs or customers due to the coronavirus, making those payments could be tough. Now, some lenders are offering forbearance on mortgages, including some protections for renters. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more.
At the start of the year, mortgage delinquencies were at the lowest level in more than 40 years. But Mike Fratantoni, chief economist with the Mortgage Bankers Association, says that could change fast.
Servicers are already hearing from a number of people who are worried about their ability to make payments going forward.
Mortgage servicers are the companies that collect those payments. The good news? If your mortgage is backed by Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or the FHA, you may be able to suspend or lower your payments for up to 12 months if you've lost income due to the pandemic. Other lenders may offer similar relief.
So it's not a forgiveness of the debt, it's not a waiving of the debt, but during this time when the crisis is occurring, you don't need to worry about making that mortgage payment if you're really under duress.
The problem is mortgage servicers still have to pay the investors who fund those mortgages. The industry is asking the Fed and Treasury for help covering those payments. Nikitra Bailey with the Center for Responsible Lending says in a global pandemic, helping people stay in their homes is essential.
If we are being asked to remain in place, then it's important for people to actually have a home where they can do that in.
There's help for renters, too. Fannie and Freddie are offering mortgage forbearance to apartment building owners if they agree not to evict tenants facing hardship because of the crisis. Carol Galante with UC Berkeley's Turner Center for Housing Innovation says more renters are at risk than homeowners, partly because they're more likely to be working lower-wage service jobs affected by the shutdown.
So that's terrific for those who live in properties where Fannie Freddie are backing the mortgages. But that is not all renters in the United States by any stretch.
Others, she says, will need direct cash assistance to help stay in their homes. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And the Internal Revenue Service has added some detail to its bare-bones announcement the other day that the tax filing deadline has been moved from the normal April 15th to July 15th because of everything. Some IRS answers for frequently asked questions, the deadline for contributing to an individual retirement account, a Roth IRA, or a health savings account has also been pushed to July 15th. Estimated tax payments for the first quarter don't have to go in until July 15th. And now it's clear second quarter estimated tax doesn't have to go in until that same mid-July date. Estate and gift taxes and some other filings like 1099s are still due April 15th, so check online. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. We are from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.